Hi, this is Jeff Lizardo, UpRidge's Workday Practice Leader. And today I just want to take a few minutes to talk about what we're seeing from Workday with their launch of Vibe. Some new products that tie into HCM. And Vibe stands for Value Inclusion, Belonging, and Equity. And basically, these are the products that are coming out. They're just meant to provide additional functionality as it relates to diversity, right? Certainly, diversity, inclusion have been a hot topic. Of course, the whole summer has been a hot topic actually before that, but it really seems to be coming more to the forefront. And many organizations lately, over the last number of months this summer, have made additional commitments to diversity and inclusion in the workplace, looking at strategies, promising to revamp their approach to diversity, and to track progress as well. So Workday came out with two products, basically. One is Vibe Central, and what this does is it allows you to kind of look at all your diversity and inclusion-related data and have it in one centralized place, and it works within Workday's Human Capital Management, or HCM, application. And so what helps you do is really for organizations to set goals, and then you monitor progress against that so you can measure and benchmark how you're doing, which has been or seems to be something that has been a demand in the marketplace a little bit to track this, to meet these claims that organizations have been making in public. The next piece is Vibe Index. And this is separate and is supposed to be available, I believe, next year, the first quarter of 2021. And this really leverages analytics, or Workday Prism Analytics. And what Vibe is meant to do is to really empower leaders to be able to make to set strategy and create a plan that's aimed at driving these positive outcomes. So you can look at the performance you have against your efforts in talent acquisition, development, leadership development, workplace culture, employee experience, et cetera, and looking at ways that you can drive change. So the two products are meant to go hand in hand. One is more of a place for data and to capture things, and then Vibe Index is more about the analytics that go along with it to measuring success. The reason why I want to talk about these is I expect there's going to be other companies that issue similar type of products, but certainly with this being a kind of a hot topic this year, and Workday obviously going to be pushing these solutions, I think many organizations are going to take a look at this, and what it offers you, and want to make sure that clients are aware of, is it gives you an opportunity to negotiate your current deal, or at least to open it up. So if you have some challenges with Workday, if you're not getting the full value you expect, if you think you're paying more, et cetera, we always recommend when you have these inflection points, if you're going to be looking at expanding your solution footprint or engaging in different discussions where there could be a purchase with Workday, it makes sense to take a look at this. And a couple of things that you want to look at that you want to highlight today is a couple areas to look at if you're looking at Vibe. One is beware of bundling SKUs into one subscription fee. So sometimes when Workday adds additional products, what they'll want to do if they're doing a renewal or an early renewal, they might decide to open up the contract and then just offer you one price for all the different SKUs. The challenge with that is you don't have the pricing transparency you need to look at competitiveness. And certainly in the future, if you decide to change things, et cetera, you're not going to have that visibility. So we always think it's important to make sure you get that full breakout and don't allow Workday to do this as part of this new negotiation. Two is it gives you an opportunity to reevaluate your FSE worker categories, right, or full service equivalents. So things change over time. Take a look and see what your worker categories are. As you start to expand into other solutions, it might, they're not all based on enterprise metric for FSEs potentially. There's different ways to measure, and you might have changes to your workplace or to your worker categories or how you count them. So you might have different full-time workers, part-time, seasonal, et cetera. So there's different categories that Workday has. It gives you a chance to kind of reset that, take a look at what you're actually using, and then take a look at that and compare that against what your contract states. Could be an opportunity for you to renegotiate that, even change some worker categories, et cetera. Again, make sure you're getting the best value for your buck with Workday. And that also ties into the last piece, which is really doing an overall reassessment of your new deal. So if you're adding Vibe or other products, you don't just want to look at that incrementally, but you want to look at it in the context of your entire Workday investment. Because now that you're expending more with Workday, expanding into those solutions, it does provide an inflection point for you to go back and take a look at and say, okay, based on this overall spend, here's what we think our deal should look like, not just in these transactional increments that we built it up over time. So really the takeaway here is as you're looking at Vibe or other products with Workday, and certainly if you're looking at Vibe, We're expanding there. Workday is going to try to sell you, obviously, on other products. So as I mentioned, Vibe has analytics. They'll look to expand on Prism Analytics, maybe planning, etc. So if you are opening up your contract, just remember, you need to make the most of your negotiation opportunities. And so scale back, take a look at your full deal, identify pain points, identify where you think you're not competitive, and use that as an opportunity to negotiate.